Hulk and Ryu take out an Elder Dragon. It's fucking sick, dude. He does like a Kamehameha and then fucking, I know that's the wrong word.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
And I'm the only other one in the room. Yet again, I think it's going to be like this for the foreseeable future, huh?
Yeah, but we get our own couches, so that's good.
It's true.
6 feet apart. Yep. All right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Yeah.
All right. So no new Patreons today, and I get it. Business is slow everywhere, man. If you don't know where your next paycheck is, you're not going to send your money to some goddamn podcast group.
Yeah. But people have been throwing money with donations. We got a couple of subscriptions, Witty, Curbsy Goose, and Ray.
Yeah, really appreciate anything you guys send our way, especially at this time. Shit, this might be our our only job in some time, Bobby.
Yeah. Well, technically, I did get called back to work, but I decided to use my superfluous vacation hours. I have way too many vacation hours, and I had to use them by the end of the year. And they gave me an option, a couple options on where to work. And they gave me my last choice. So I was like, yeah, you know what? Probably a good time to take vacation.
Yeah, dude.
I told them if they really need me, like, I don't want to pass the buck here. If they're shorthanded, like, give me a call totally. But as of now, the plan is I am not going to be working for the next 3 weeks on that. So the other thing is I actually do have work-related stuff I have to be doing.
On vacation?
Well, technically, it's not vacation because everybody's scrambling right now to get all their, the teachers are trying to get all their stuff online for like an online classroom, which is a very big task for some teachers. So, and they require a lot of support, and it's very difficult for me to support them through email and phone calls and not being there and being able to like actually fix their problem, but having to walk them through it. So it's been challenging.
But like, you're taking personal time off in order to skirt going to that other place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
you're still going to have to work.
Yeah, kind of.
Jeez.
Yeah. And that's the other thing too. Like I didn't want to spend 8 hours a day handling the distribution of laptops and then come home and spend another hour or two on emails, like trying to help my staff.
Yeah.
So, and then on top of that, you know, I also teach a class, so that's another pile of work. And I, you know, I spend a couple hours a day on that alone, just trying to get everything on a Google Classroom. It's, dude, online teaching, like some people brought up the idea, like, you know, are we just going to like stick with online teaching after this? I'm like, God, no, no, we aren't. It's such an inefficient way to teach.
But you could reach so many more people. No?
Yeah, you can, but it's just not, it's not efficient. Like children are not getting a great education right now. Mm-hmm. Like it's not going to be great.
Zoom is, what do you call it? Zoom is getting in trouble. We got a lot of sounds going off.
Windows updates.
Yeah, I guess they're, I don't know, privacy issues, whatever. New York State stopped using it.
Yeah, they got a lot of security issues.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they always have. It's just now that everyone's using it, we're all aware of it. So.
And since we're talking about COVID-related stuff, we opened a DL Wellness. Mostly, it's one of our, it's on our Discord, which you can get to by going to our website, dlgaming.net. Anything affiliated, anything we talk about, it's all going to be there. Even if you don't know what game we talked about, like, oh, what the fuck did they talk about? Go to dlgaming.net, go click on this episode, and everything will be hyperlinked. That, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but hyperlinked. I mean, on your podcast app, it's going to be there.
Or there.
Too.
Yeah, whatever. I'm trying to drive traffic to our website, Bobby.
Yeah, the website is linked on the podcast notes as well.
It's true. So DL Wellness is, you know, if you're having a hard time stuck inside, you want to talk to some people, there's a million memes in there that hopefully cheer you up and people that care. So, yeah, we made that.
Yep.
So
it's pretty appropriate that our guest today for the game show is our moderator, Days, who is on the front line of all of this. Days, how you doing there?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, not bad. Not bad. How's work been?
It's been kind of crazy. For a while, at least it took a minute for kind of the hospital, at least that I work for, to come up with a plan and a game of action. But now that they actually have an approach of what they're doing, like they're turning a lot of their other hospitals into COVID-19 only hospitals. So that way we can focus on things that are not COVID-19. My department specifically, pathology, deals with, unfortunately, when people have passed away from COVID-19. So that's still kind of wild, but for the most part, work, at least for me, is starting to slow down and be kind of come a little bit more on the normal side, as normal as it can be.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah, that is definitely good. Are you saying that you're seeing less bodies?
No, if anything, well, we're still seeing quite a large amount.
Yeah.
But since they are directing more and more people to go to these other hospitals.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
It's helping. Yeah. And since our work has started to kind of slow down in order to limit our exposure to it, we sign up for basically like a reassignment kind of thing. So for 1 week, we could be called in to go do whatever the hospital needs help with. But since our hospital isn't a massive COVID-19 one at the moment, there's a very high chance that instead I'll just be sent home to play video games.
That's the best.
So hopefully it's that. But I could be sent to go work at these hospitals. So I really don't know.
And on that note, recently you made a Divinity 2 game that you made from the ground up to be jump in, jump out for people, right? On Discord.
Yep.
That's awesome. So what you picked 4 main characters of the actual characters in the game, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I picked the origin core characters. We have Losa, we've got the Red Prince, we've got Sibyl, and Beast. And those are the 4 that we're kind of using. And Lotion's been helping me out a lot. He plays a lot of the physical damagers, and I'm more of the magic aspect of it. And so we got a good team going on. But if anybody wants to jump in and play for a little bit, we're moving through the story and fighting everything. So,
of course, the guy who walks around with no shirt on all the time is playing the physical part, right?
You gotta play to your strengths, you know.
Days, let's talk about you a little bit. When did you get into the podcast? Or actually, you came in through to the Discord first, right?
Yeah. It was SOCOM45 brought me into the Discord first. I talked a lot to Tag Loro as well, who I just used to game with them quite a bit, mostly SOCOM with Dark and Light and Arc, and then started diving and just going all in with the podcast and listening to you guys, and then Twitch live, and it's been a fun ride ever since then.
And you've been super helpful and a ray of sunshine in our Discord.
Oh, so thanks, man. You guys are also equally sunshine to my life as well.
Bobby's more like just a electric wire with current.
He's the power. He's the powerhouse, man. You got to have that.
All right. So we've got some audio clips to play for you here. I'm going to start out with the song. And I know a lot of games that you play, but there's a lot of games I don't know if you play. So this could be very difficult, but let's see.
Bobby, she did ask for softballs today. But
softballs? Right.
No.
I think this one, I don't know.
The reason she didn't want to come in to do this for like 6 weeks is because she was afraid of doing a Warconius, which is now an adjective.
I think you'll be all right. Besides, the first two don't even matter here. And you got a chance to win. We're up to $50 on the mystery sound. So, you know.
Boom. New game.
Yep. I'm excited.
All right. So this is the first one. This is a song. Can you tell us what game this is from?
Oh, man.
It's kind of a sweet, serene sound. Very peaceful. Very relaxing.
Oh.
It sounds really weird. It reminds me of.
It almost sounds like, I don't know, how would you describe it? I don't think you've
played this
game.
Do we give it
game.
Away?
Yeah, I don't think you've played this game. I'll give you a hint.
It sounds very Animal Crossing.
Yeah, I would say like Harvest Moon is what it was making me think of.
You are so close. You want to take another
somewhere shot between that? Those two.
Harvest Moon is so close to another game.
Yep, made by one guy.
Oh, this is Stardew Valley.
Yes. Stardew Valley. Stardew Valley.
There I didn't know that one.
I'll give it to you.
I was reading it.
Yeah, Stardew Valley, which I've been playing this week.
I should have got better. All right, yeah, awesome.
And you've never played Stardew Valley, right?
No, I played it a lot. Oh, okay. Right. So I should have got that.
Just not a memorable soundtrack, I suppose.
Wow.
Let's try it again on the sound effects here. So again, I don't know what games you play, but I think you'll get this one. I think this is a softball.
Reinforcements have arrived.
Oh, yeah. She definitely knows that.
You got to get this one.
I feel like that's Borderlands.
Oh, what? My God.
No. Claptrap. No. Oh, no. No.
Let me play one more time for you.
Reinforcements have arrived.
Very high-pitched. Reinforcements have arrived.
Wow, dude.
This is going to be
jaw-dropped
if you don't get this.
Is this Divinity? Is
that oh, my God.
Are you no. serious? You're not getting this?
No. Nope.
Hi, Ray.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Okay. That is
Worms.
That is Worms.
Worms, dude. Oh, wow. You're the one that started the Worms thing, and you're not getting this.
Ray, I haven't introduced you yet. God damn it.
Sorry, bye.
He jumped out of the channel.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, those two, I'm sorry you got that one wrong, but those two do not matter. That buzzer is so judgmental.
The reason we're so judgy on the Worms thing is Days puts together the Worms games. She's literally the head worm. I don't know.
Dude, this is what I was saying. My memory is trash. I was like, you could probably play Divinity Sounds and I'll still get it wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the problem I run into is I always turn off the music in every game I play. So the sound is a hard for me.
Borderlands?
Okay, so we've got the we've got the mystery sound and we've got two hints. One hint is human. And the new hint is Azeroth. We've been playing this the last couple weeks. I'm going to play it again for you here. And we're not only looking for the game, but also what specifically is that sound? Human and Azeroth. Any idea what that might be?
Bobby, how are we up to 50 and we only have two clues? That doesn't make any sense.
We haven't been keeping up with the clues.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
I think first week doesn't have a clue.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. Days, you want us to play it again or?
I feel like just because of the Azeroth hint, I want to say it's World of Warcraft, but.
World of Warcraft, I'm sorry. That's it.
No.
Ooh, Warconiest.
I mean, nobody gets this one, right? All right. So now it's going to go up to $60 next week. You got a chance to win $60. Outrageous. But I feel like we're honing in on it. We're getting closer here. Are we going to have another hint next
week? Awesome.
Is that the plan?
What?
A new hint every week?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's got to be soon. All right, Days. Well, thanks for hanging out. Thanks for playing around with us and letting us know how you're doing. And thanks for moderating the Discord, too. I know you do quite a bit of work there, organizing game nights and keeping everybody in check.
And she put together a wellness crew.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude, that was her idea.
And also for the DLG Con house, hard at work on that, putting that together.
We have a meeting about that tonight after this podcast. So we'll have more information next week about where we're at, where we're standing and stuff.
All right, cool. All right, Days, thanks awesome. For calling in. We'll see you later.
Thanks, guys. All right.
All right.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.
All right. Okay, we'll see if Ray comes back. I'm going to stay in the call in here.
Sniper, can you grab him?
Oh, he's down to hang out. All right. Because now it is time to talk about On the Radar, games that have come to our attention this week.
What's up, guys?
Hey, up, how's Ray? It going?
Tuning I'm good, in for you?
Wow.
You sound great, dude.
I know, right? It's like I'm there.
Yeah. Or in
equipment.
The bathroom. You do have a little bit of echo.
Maybe I can take it off. Wait. So is that better?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
How's LA?
It sucks, dude. I'm just inside an apartment. I really haven't seen LA.
Is it so echoey because you're missing furniture still? Or
No, I don't know.
Oh, I was just asking because sometimes, you know, you move in, you don't have everything you need.
We're missing, like, the table in front of the couch. What's that called? The little center table?
Yeah, coffee table.
Coffee table.
Yeah.
Mm. And that's it. We have everything else.
Hmm. Cool.
Yeah. No, it's probably just the mic, dude. It's just, I don't know.
But you're working, she's working, or what's going on there?
Oh, no, dude. I'm not working right now, dude. Like whatever work I thought I was going to have, it did not happen. Like, if the whole Corona COVID-19 thing just fucked everything up. She's working. She's working from home, so she's fine.
Oh, nice.
At she's chilling.
She's paying the bills.
I'm just chilling and gaming.
Well, I hope you're doing all the cooking and the cleaning, bitch, because she's bringing home the bacon.
No, me too. I get an appointment, bro.
Oh, nice. Sick. Sick move, bro.
Awesome. Awesome. And then it got extended for like 13 weeks and shit. And I'm going to get an extra $600. It's crazy, man.
Oh, Ray, I don't know if we told you, though. You should probably bring up the show notes so that you can look at what
we're... I have. Okay, I got them.
So we'll start with Rogue Legacy 2. This is Bobby's favorite roguelike, I think.
I don't know. Maybe I'd have to think about that, but it was the first one that I really got into.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't I play the first one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was when we were doing homework.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. That shit was fun.
This one was really good because it was the first roguelite before that was even a word. Every time you die, you take your money back home and you build a castle. The castle grows and there's more things that you unlock, more classes, more buffs. You can buff yourself up, hit points, all that stuff. So as you're building your castle, your lineage then gets the benefits of having a larger castle. But the other thing that's really cool about this game is the mutations. Mm-hmm. So sometimes in your lineage, you'll have mutations.
Like, yeah, sometimes you get R words in there.
Yeah, you do. It's like you'll have gigantism, you'll have dwarfism, you'll have R words.
Yeah. Well, the first one did come out in 2013. It is kind of weird that 7 years later we get a sequel. Maybe even longer because they haven't put out a release date. They put out very little information. And a lot of games we're going to talk about and on the radar, they were announced on April 1st. So, of course, nobody believed it.
Yeah.
And then they... almost every single one had a follow-up tweet saying, no, we're serious. This is actually a real thing. And then across the board, there really wasn't a lot of April Fool's jokes this year. Probably not the time. You know, people are probably not in the mood for it. But I didn't see that many April Fool's jokes like we usually
do. I guess the biggest one was the Minecraft one. That's the one that everyone was talking about. How, like, you would throw a page or something in the Nether and it would open up a brand new, like, dimensional portal that would randomly generate a small little world. And people were freaking out about that they want them to, like, keep it in the game.
And it's who put that out? Microsoft put that out?
Yeah, dude. Like the whole Mojang people or whatever they... Yeah, they put it up.
Huh. So it looks like the graphics are updated, right? It looks more for sure.
They don't have any gameplay. Well, they have this little...
It does look a little better. Like the drawing does look way better. Yeah.
If that's from the game, then it's 100 times better than the original.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's been seven years, so I would hope so. Wait, they say April. Oh, maybe they announced it April 2nd. But yeah, so Rogue Legacy 2 coming out. That's good news all around.
I hope they really emphasize the mutations. That was what really made the game.
That was the unique part of the game. Yeah. The next game I want to talk about is Pendragon. So this was announced a while ago from Inkle Limited, the studio that made 80 Days and Heaven's Vault, both two great games that I played and talked about. They hinted at it a while ago. But they didn't have a name for it. They just kind of teased like, oh, it's going to be about King Arthur. So the game is called Pendragon. It's going to be like an RPG adventure game with elegant tactics and a unique dynamic story every time you play. So an RPG game, like turn-based, and it changes the story based on the decisions you made. That's kind of their signature thing with all their games, 80 Days, Heaven's Vault. When you make these decisions, they have a really fluid story that changes depending on the decisions that you make. And usually when games do that, it's very see-through, right? You can understand, oh, if I say this dialogue option, I'm going to get this result. But they've been very good at making these games where you can't really see where things are going.
That's good.
And it creates a great experience. So I'm excited that they're going to do something with a little more. Both 80 Days and Heaven's Vault, really heavy on the story, a little light on the mechanics. This one seems like it's going to have a little more of that like combat mechanic that I think I'm going to really enjoy.
Yeah, because in this one, at least they're holding swords.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right?
King Arthur.
And it doesn't have just like three animations.
Yeah.
Is this out yet, Bobby?
It is not out. Summer 2020 is the release date. No price yet.
Oh, okay.
But definitely something to keep an eye on.
I guess those guys must have got review copies on PC Gamer and... a few other ones have some quips about this game.
Yeah, there might be a demo out or an early release thing.
Right? Cool.
All right. Next up, Verdant Village. This, I don't know what else I can say about Verdant Village other than it is...
gone? It no longer exists?
It is not on itch.io anymore.
Other than the link doesn't work? I don't know. Where is that?
Let me look it up. This is basically Stardew Valley, but in medieval fantasy times. That's all it is. And it looks very similar to Stardew Valley, almost to the point of being, like, I don't want to say a ripoff, but it looks a little too close for, for me. Let me pull up some of the screenshots here.
And this is a browser game?
No, you can download the demo of it right now from itch.io, but the game's not done yet.
Oh, okay.
It's in a very, very early state, but it's basically Stardew Valley. Like, everything that they described was all Stardew Valley stuff, but medieval fantasy.
Okay.
So, you know, that's kind of cool, but I don't know.
I mean, people are burning through content so fast right now that they probably finished Stardew and then fucking jump right into this. Mm-hmm. Somebody tweeted the other day that they finished X videos. They're like, I finished X videos today.
It's a thing, dude.
It's definitely a thing.
All right, I'll fix the link on that there, but something to keep an eye on, could be good. Why don't we talk about your game here, Mortal Shell?
That's actually Ray's game. Oh, go ahead, Ray.
All right.
There's not much.
Wait, my game? Yeah. Why is it my game? I just watched the trailer and I got all excited.
Well, let's call it what it is. It's Souls-like for the modern day, right? Pretty much.
Yeah, it is. And they say it's like what? Like Warframe? I never played Warframe. I only played it when it came out on the PS3, I believe. Like it was like the first free game. So I played a little bit there and it was like, it's not for me.
You but said like, that what? About that, but I don't see any. So does that mean it's multiplayer? And it's a... So Warframe is a MMO, basically.
Yeah.
So does that mean that this is a Souls-like MMO?
Well, it's not MMO because it's like single player, but it says it's supposed to have Warframe elements.
See,
I'm not sure 100 on what those elements are because I haven't really played Warframe. But I can totally see the Souls-like 100%.
Yeah.
This game.
And but best graphics I've ever seen in a Souls-like, actually.
Yeah, sure. Dude, they look really good.
Up to the video.
Hmm. Yeah, it does look really good. I hesitate to call Warframe an MMO because it doesn't feel like an open world. You go into these instances, you do these runs. Yeah, it's like a looter shooter, but with I played another game like this. I can't remember what it was called. It was so far back in the past, but you go into these instances, you do these runs, and then you leave them, and you kind of go back to not really a base, but just like a screen that allows you to like craft and build your character back up, and then you go out and you do another run. So it doesn't really feel like you're wandering around this big giant world. I don't. Maybe it's changed. I haven't played Warframe in 5 years.
So the last Warframe large update they had made the game open world. I don't know what size is open world or how that all works. I've been meaning to play it. I found that Warframe was installed for the last year and a half on my because I was trying to, make room for fucking Call of Duty Warzone. 180 gigs, Bobby.
That's
what are we doing here? What are we doing with our lives, man?
Dude, I had to download it, and I don't have, you know, because in San Diego I had a Gigablast. So, and here, Gigablast isn't really worth it because it's not 100 up, 100. I mean, 1,000 up, 100, 1,000 down. It's like 900 up and like 40. I mean, sorry, 900 down and 40 up. So it's like, what the hell, it's not worth it for me. So I'm like at 450. And it took me probably like 8 hours to download this thing. It's like
forever. Welcome to most of our listenership, dude. Basically, that's how they have to do things.
I miss it.
All right. Last game I wanted to talk about is called Scathe. I think Shadow Master posted this one in Discord.
Shadow Master's back.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is an interesting
concept. He was on, what was it, the other day, and someone asked him, like, hey, dude, why were you gone? And he said someone was talking crap about him or something. And I was just like, no, guys, like, you guys got to stop it. But it wasn't the B.
Yeah, obviously. It was your friend that you brought on. So,
yeah, it was Incidus.
Ooh, awkward.
All right. So, the game that he recommended was called Scathe. This is another one of those throwback games trying to capture that 90s FPS action, but it's got a little different take. First of all, it's multiplayer co-op. So, you and up to four players, I think, can co-op into this world, and it's not linear. You go around and you shoot up a bunch of monsters, and you gather this resource, and occasionally you run into like a boss monster that gives you more of this resource, I assume, and then when you reach a certain amount, then you can progress to the next level. So it's almost like a wave survival, except you're not really hunkering down and surviving the waves coming at you. You're going out and hunting the waves. So I thought that was an interesting idea. Who knows how it's going to play out? The graphics actually look kind of better than what I would expect for a game like this, especially on the gun. Like the gun, it looks very shiny. It reminds me of Doom almost, or
It has a really cool art style to it. And yeah, and like I feel like it moves like old school Doom or Quake.
Yeah,
so everything about this is intriguing, honestly.
Mm-hmm. And I like the co-op aspect.
Yeah, I like the co-op. I like the look. Good job, Shadow.
Yeah, very
glad to have you back.
No release.
He always finds those diamonds.
Yeah,
in
he always finds good stuff that nobody else saw.
Yep. No release date, no price yet, but the game is Scathe. All right, what do we got next here? Kerbal Space Program 2?
Yeah, it got announced a while back, and somebody put it up there, and I was like, oh, yeah, we haven't talked about it, and talked about generally how we think about Kerbal Space Program. I think it's way too much work and too hard for me. Like, I think I'm too dumb to play it.
I couldn't, dude. Yeah. It's just too much. Yeah, it's exactly. It's too much work.
It's literally rocket science.
Who wants to be a rocket scientist in a video game, guys? Like, what the
hell? But, I mean, this has the first one has crazy good reviews. You know, I think it was PC Gamer's like Game of the Decade or something like that. Or I don't know. It was really high up there. But, Bobby, now that you have time, have you ever thought about looking at the first one?
I played the first one. So I played the first one for a while trying to figure it out. Didn't really have a great time. I looked up a guide on how to actually get into space and just kind of followed it, you know, word for word, and was able to do that. But then I didn't really feel the accomplishment because I didn't figure it out for myself.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I drew the line with it and stopped playing. Now, this was back in beta. I'm sure the game's changed a lot, but still, it's a game for a very certain type of people.
For sure. Like engineers.
Do you need to know rocket science? Like, seriously?
There was a video. I remember watching a video on YouTube that I thought was a great idea. They had an actual rocket scientist play this game.
Sucked at it, right? And some kid just like owned him.
Well, you could tell he wasn't very familiar with video games, but like the math and the physics were there, so he was good at that part.
Controlled Pairs told me today that it's his most anticipated game of all time. Like,
wow.
Some people, I mean, the right kind of people, this is their fucking jam.
It's got a steep learning curve. I think if you can make it past that, based on what I'm seeing in the video, it looks like they're adding quite a bit more, which would justify the sequel. Yeah, space stations, land rovers. I think did they have a land rover in the first one?
No, I don't think so.
They had a landing pod, but I don't think they had a land rover.
Oh, shit. I own this game. I didn't even know that. I'm just checking my Steam right now, and I'm like, I own this thing.
We're just going to go ahead and assume you own anything we talk about.
Every game. I'm going to install it. I'm going to try it. I'm going to give it a shot.
The other one I put on here, I know we talked about it a week ago.
I'll give you a review in 5 minutes, guys. Give me a second.
A couple weeks ago, I talked about Mountain Blade.
Nope, too. Not play this.
It's like us with, what is your game of the year, Bobby?
The first thing that pops in my head was Divinity because I've been playing so much of that.
No. It was Disco
Elysium. Disco Elysium.
Yeah.
Did you finish it, by the way?
No. I should, though.
Yeah.
Just too deep in Divinity right now.
Yeah.
See, it wasn't that great of a game of the year if you didn't want to finish it. Mm-hmm.
So, Mountain Blade 2 Bannerlord came out after I talked about it. So, it's in early beta, maybe mid beta. I read the entire... It's not a review. It's kind of just like what the guy thought about it. He said it feels like a very refined war band. So what that means is like war band is the kind of like DLC for the first Mountain Blade. And so it's already better than where they left off fucking 7 years ago or whatever it was. But it's still pretty buggy. He said, a lot of pathing issues, stuff like that. But people ask what this game is. It's so hard to describe. Basically, it's a medieval simulator. So you can do anything from hunt down bandits to politically play the game, like try to become a lord, or you could just make really good baskets and sell baskets and win through economy.
It's single player, right?
It's single player, yeah. You could do a plethora of things and
plethora.
A plethora. And Yeah, the first one was really fucking good. Modding support is open already. Well, not completely open for this yet, but people are already modding it. And so people put in voice commands for when you fight, you can have Braveheart style battles, just like, you know, 50 guys running at 50 guys, and you're in there too. And people have modded in voice commands where you could just be like, right side flank or fucking cavalry, come in now and shit like that.
Like, oh shit.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking sick. Anyway, I'm going to stay away from it until full release because, you know, I'd rather play it with no glitches in it whatsoever than play it now.
Yeah, it's like it's literally an expansion to like the first game. I didn't know that. I was reading what it said right there. That's crazy.
What? No, this is part two.
No, it says it's considered an expansion pack, a standalone expansion.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, that's what it says. Huh.
So maybe that, like a that's what Google says. Expansion, but it's being sold as its own standalone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't really played much of the other games, so I really don't understand what everyone finds so special about this, but I'm sure there's something there. But eventually I'll play it. We got some clarification on Kerbal Space Program 2. So apparently in the second one, the big difference is you can do base building colonies and traveling outside your solar system.
Dang.
That sounds cool.
That does sound cool.
All right, that's it for On the Radar. Let's talk about some games we have been playing this week. Who wants to go first?
What is the newest game here? Jeez, we are... Ray, what do you have
anything? What am I playing to you, Call of Duty? I am addicted to Call of Duty right now.
Go ahead.
It's just a bunch of Warzone, a bunch of regular. Right now, it's double XP for the weekend.
Yeah.
So for both the guns, I mean, for the guns, your actual level, and for the battle pass. So right now, I'm on... Like, I think my battle pass was like a level 40 or 50, and then I need like 10 more levels to get to the max everything right now. I've been playing like nonstop. It's fun, dude. It's super addicting, and Warzone is just hands down the best battle royale I've ever played in my life. It's super fun. It's just, I feel like it is getting to the point where it could almost be easy. Like, it gets... I feel like if I keep playing, like, because right now I'm only playing just the normal deathmatch stuff, and but I feel like if I would just play just the whole day focus on Warzone and just every day, like, I feel like this would get really, like, easier than, you know, than Apex Legends or, you know, PUBG or...
But you're even still going up against other people. What do you...
I know, but there's just something about Call of Duty shooting, like, once you master that, it's just, you just wreck people, dude. Like, I was, right now... Like, I don't know. Like, I was playing with Drew earlier, and there were these kids talking trash, and I'm like, and I'm just trying to level up my weapons to get them all like gold skins on them, and I was like, I'm gonna try, and I get to like 100 and something kills in deathmatch, and I was just laughing at them, like, look, you kids suck, and whatever, you know, and like they were, and then they called me a 34 year old man, bald ass, whatever. It was funny, but
they know who you are.
Yeah, they knew exactly who I was. They were like, well, I bet you're fat. And I'm like, oh, man, how did you know? But I feel like, I don't know, it might be a little easy, like, after a while when you play a lot. But it's still fun, like, that Warzone mode, dude, just the ability to come back into the game is amazing. Because, like, Apex Legends, like, totally made that available for the first time, and everyone loved it. These guys do it even better in a way where, like, all right, like, go fight some people in the gulag. And then if you totally survive that, then you can just jump in, or you have to wait until your team buys you. You know, and I don't know. It's just super cool.
What percentage are you getting the chicken dinner?
What's up?
What percentage are you getting the chicken dinner?
The chicken dinner? I don't know. I'm getting at least... Well, it's because, dude, it depends on your team, man. That's a
huge... You just said it was easy, dude.
No, it's because it's easy, because, like, I'm getting 13, 14, 15 kills, you know, like, sometimes, and it's just like, how am I getting these many kills? You know, it's just, I don't get that in PUBG. Like, well, there was the point in PUBG where...
Call of Duty games have always been games that have catered towards the more casual or core side, not really a hardcore shooter. So yeah, I can understand what you're saying. Yeah,
it's more arcadey.
But no, we at least get a, like, a... I don't know, one or two wins a day, but like we also only play like 1 or 1.5 hours of actual Warzone. Like right now I'm totally just playing deathmatch, and well, not like regular deathmatch, all the other deathmatch modes, you know, Call of Duty comes out with like a million modes for you to play.
Geez,
but the battle pass, the season 3 starts on Tuesday or Wednesday, on the 8th, I believe. So that's why right now they're doing the double XP. And they're saying that there's going to be like 2 or 3 new maps. And then they're adding, because you can only do 3-man squads right now, they're saying that they're going to add the 4th. And like you're going to be able to edit like single, duo, 3, or fucking trio or quad, normal squad to the game. They say up to 5 probably. But that'll come up in the new... the new battle pass, new season.
Another question. So this game just came out. How could they possibly be on season 3? I don't understand.
So season 3 of Modern Warfare. Modern Warfare came out last year.
Okay. Oh, and this is part. Okay. And
yeah.
This gets some residual. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because like Modern Warfare, like for me, they just added a menu. This is Modern Warfare, and like I get to play it. And I guess for you, since you don't own it, it's just a standalone.
Yeah,
I don't know how it works. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So yeah.
All right. Cool.
It's a great game, man. It's a great game.
And Chi really liked it too, right, Bobby? I didn't hear the review. I think I was peeing or something.
yeah, she enjoyed it.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to top Apex for her, but she enjoyed it.
I downloaded it, but I haven't played it yet. I've been waiting for Raiden.
Dude, it's like, I think the coolest thing about Call of Duty is just everyone has at least in their lifetime played Call of Duty once, any of them, you know, from like the first one to now. And I've had friends that own consoles, well, they still own consoles, that are jumping on from like, just like they'll watch me play Warzone and just be like, holy shit, that looks awesome. And then they'll just jump in and... And I have buddies on PlayStation and Xbox playing with me, and it's not even hard for them or anything. And like, well, it's hard, obviously, like, you know, to actually get good. But I mean, it's so easy to pick up. You know, anyone can pick up Call of Duty and just start playing. So I think the game's great.
Yeah, I didn't want to play with you because I didn't want to like bring you down. But if you're playing,
I'm playing with Diego, dude, and Diego just fucking sucks. Like,
Drew's like better even than Diego. Days
of making fun of Diego is hilarious. Wow, but I love him. But yeah,
good. Take that, Diego. All right. What else do we have here? So Stardew Valley, Bobby, you've been playing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I started playing Stardew Valley again. Nothing really new to talk about as far as the game and the patches, but I've been playing with my girlfriend because I was looking for a game for us to play together. And I'm like, yeah, Stardew Valley would be great because you can't die or lose in Stardew Valley, right?
Yeah.
Like, you just take it at your own pace.
You could only have financial ruin.
Not even that.
Not even that?
Yeah. I mean, you can't really screw it up, man. You just go slower. So I thought this would be a great game to play together. And I realized there's no local co-op in Stardew Valley. And I guess I knew that. I just didn't really think of that.
Yeah.
So what we ended up doing was I set her up on my Steam account on her computer, and she hosted a game there. Then I had to get on my laptop, launch Stardew Valley, and then join her game on the LAN, on the local area network. So we're having like a little LAN party, basically. Working off of two screens.
Oh, she has her own version of the game on her own Steam account.
No, she played on my Steam account.
And where are you playing on?
I was able to launch it from my computer too. Same copy. Yeah.
I don't see how that works because it's a LAN.
It's just LAN. It's not really online. I think I didn't launch it through
Steam.
Yeah, gotcha.
I didn't launch it through Steam, and somehow that worked.
And thankfully. It works? Cool. Yeah.
It works, but you know, we're playing on two separate screens, and she can use a controller. I cannot, though, because I'm playing off my laptop, which isn't very comfortable.
But you could. Have a USB.
Yeah, I don't know if it works with a Mac, though. I don't. I have the wireless Xbox controllers. But I've never played Stardew Valley with a controller. I know a lot of people do, but it was kind of confusing. I mean, she's not really used to a controller either, so I had to kind of show her how to use it, but I had trouble kind of figuring out what does what.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, it's been a fun experience, and it's actually been really enjoyable. I think we spent a couple hours maybe playing this. And going through it a second time from the very beginning, it's moving a lot quicker. I'm doing everything like a little more correctly. And like fishing is impossible for both of us given our our setup here. Fishing is very difficult on the controller. I don't know how people do it. Yeah. But it's a good time, man. More to come on that, I guess.
I'm glad that you guys are playing something together. That's a breakthrough, dude. Well,
I think the last time we played something together was a Lego game, the Jurassic Park one, yeah. Jurassic World, which is a great game, too. Like, that's actually one of the best Lego games, in my opinion.
But again, being sexist here, these are really, the girls really, really like these type of games, these Stardew or...
I figured it would be an enjoyable game for her, because it's not really a game, and it's not even... I don't know. It's not even the social aspect that I think is the most enjoyable part of it.
It is a game. I mean, like, they have like the little dungeon area, which is kind of cool. Stakes game.
Yeah, they got the mines where you can do that.
But. Yeah, so that's fun. And then like figuring out how to make a dude fall in love with you is hard, dude. That's like one of the hardest quests I've ever done or ever had in a game. And
it's funny because I fell in love with you as soon as I met you.
I feel like there's more people. The game seems different than when I last played it. I mean, to give you an idea of when I last played it, my last farm was called Wakanda Farms. So it was around that time, Black Panther area.
There's already been part two.
Yeah.
Is there?
No, not yet.
Dude. It's like in 2021, I think.
But the game seems a little different. There seems to be different people, more people in the town. Maybe I just don't remember them. And a little thing here and a little thing there seems kind of different. So I can kind of see the effect of the patches. But
did you give her the okay to play without you? Like, wait, because I feel like she's going to be compelled to play.
No, I don't think she will. I don't think she'll be able to because she's not logged in on my Steam account.
Oh, yeah. Take that, girlfriend.
Yeah. But we'll definitely play again. I'm enjoying that. So, yeah, I mean, that's what I've been playing. But also the one other game I wanted to talk about that I've been playing this week. I've been playing a lot of Deep Rock every Thursday. Like when the thing resets, the quest reset, I just hammer out like 5 straight hours of Deep Rock and do all my stuff. I've been playing a lot of Divinity. I started another playthrough, just me this time, all 4 characters playing on a harder mode.
Damn, other than the one with Sniper.
Yeah, I got a lot going on. Yeah.
Oh, you're doing hard mode?
I'm doing it on a harder mode, and I'm doing it with all 4 characters, and I am min-maxing the hell out of it. So now that I know the game pretty well, I'm like building every character specifically to their best attributes, and they're just killing it. And nice. I'm doing all the crafting. I'm reading all the dialogue. I'm playing the game the way it's meant to be played, honestly.
Except for Alone.
Yeah, I mean, the Alone part. The first one didn't have multiplayer, though, so.
What?
Or no, it didn't have more than 2 players, did it?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, no, it didn't. We had to patch it to be able to do that. Yeah, it only had 2 players. But yeah, and no, this is the first time since I first got the game, that I played the game alone. But it's kind of nice in some ways with Divinity play it alone, because you know everything that's going on. Your partner isn't running out, picking up a bunch of quests, doing a bunch of things, and absorbing part of the story by himself. You're doing everything. But at the same time, you don't have that extra person going out collecting items and getting stuff done. So it moves a lot slower.
I almost bought Divinity, but then it was like, I gotta save some cash, you know, because fucking coronavirus.
You're broken. You're broke.
I feel like it was on sale recently. And Divinity doesn't go on sale very much. And when it does, it's like maybe half price, which is like $25.
It was on sale for like, it was the one that had everything, whatever definitive edition or whatever it's, and it was like $22 or something. It was a really good sale.
Yeah.
And then it was on Humble Bundle.
I'm over 100 hours on this game and no sign of slowing down. Like I've got like 360 hours in Deep Rock. Eventually I'll probably have that much in Divinity. Like,
yeah.
It's just a game that keeps on giving.
So I actually spoke to Jesse Pinful, and he's playing on hard right now. And he said that every fight takes 6 or 7 tries and it's just fucking slogging through the thing.
Yeah.
And he's read through, like, it just gets super hard.
Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah. I mean, medium, I definitely noticed the difficulty bump up in the fights, but it seems fair. Like, playing it on story mode just seems a little too easy now because I'm so good at the game.
Yeah.
You know, I've played it so many times. That's not even the game I wanted to talk about, though. Like, Divinity is just, it's old.
I totally forgot that we weren't playing talking about Divinity.
The game I wanted to talk about is Pinball FX3. And I know.
Oh, fuck my life. I've
talked about this game before, I know.
The graphics look amazing, actually.
The game is free, but they charge you for the packs, the theme packs. And right now, until April 8th, you can get all these Star Wars pinball. Let's see, Star Wars, Aliens, Marvel pinball. You can get this whole package for free. And the themes are what really sells it for me. Now, I know I've talked about this game before when I picked up one of these free packs in the past, but they recently had a whole bunch of Star Wars ones for free. And they're so good. Like, you wouldn't think a pinball game on a, like a digital pinball game would be that much fun, but it's like perfect for like that 10, 15 minute game time that you just want to get in.
Remember that pinball game I told you I played on the Xbox Game Pass? That was really like, that was actually really fun. It had like Castlevania type graphics and like you would fight a boss or something on it. That game was fun. So like, I guess I get it, but this one just looks like a fucking pinball game. Like,
well, it is normal pinball, but it's a little bit of a modern take where you can get power-ups. You can get like actives where you actually use something that gives you like a double score for a certain period of time, or you can get passive buffs that just do like you get more bonus points from bumpers. But really what I enjoy about this is the different themes. Now, I played through all the Star Wars ones that were free, and hands down, the best ones were Return of the Jedi and was it Rogue One? I think it was Rogue One. Or maybe it was, no, it was called like Masters of the Sith, but it had Kylo Ren in it. They were fantastic. Like, the design of the pinball games changes with each theme that you pick. So in Return of the Jedi, you had to, they had five different scenes that you could activate. So if you were to land the ball in a certain sinkhole a certain amount of times, then it would make you eligible for a scene, and you had to do some other objective to unlock that scene, and then Darth Vader would pop up and you had to hit him a bunch of times with the pinball. Like, it was very interactive, and like people jump out onto the pinball machine and it's all very animated. The alien one, the monster comes down. Like, it's visually very appealing. And it's you know, just good old fashioned pinball, which kind of feels weird playing on a computer. You have to use the shift keys as a bump or as the flippers. And they tell you when you load up a table, it says, do you want to see the guide for this? Like, what you actually want to be doing with this. It's not just like whack the pinball whenever it hits a flipper. And you know,
no, you get quests.
Yeah. Yeah. Like little quests that you have to do. So it tells you the objectives, and they change with each game.
I really got into this a couple years ago, but it wasn't this one. This looks way better than I was playing. I was playing the one that has the Bethesda games. It has the...
Yeah, this one does. It's got Skyrim. It's got Fallout, a Fallout pinball game.
Maybe I was playing FX2 or something, because the graphics did not look this good for sure.
Oh, yeah, it might have been. FX2, they had a ton of stuff, DLC as well. But this one, I mean, look at all that DLC. Now, they're $10 each, but they give them away for free a lot. Like, I'd probably own 10 of these. I really want
this one's called the care package. So you stay home because of the whole COVID-19 thing. That's pretty cool. It's worth $29.97 normally.
Yeah, let's see. Ray's already looking to spend money. Look at him. Listen to him.
This isn't even the one that I got.
No, I want to get the free Star Wars one. I'm down to play free Star Wars, play pinball.
I'll see if I can. That's weird that I can't find that link. Maybe the deal is over. But yeah, I got all these free Star Wars ones, and they were really good.
The Boba Fett
one was great. The Return of the Jedi one was awesome. The A New Hope one was all right. Empire one was kind of lame. But they even have like Family Guy, American Dad. They've got classic ones. So like the Williams pinball pack, the old Williams machines are like the classic pinball machines. And they had some of the, they didn't have the Addams Family one, unfortunately. But they had Creature from the Black Lagoon, Mars Attacks. Those were popular ones.
Because of you, Bobby, I know that Williams makes 75% of all pinball machines.
Well, they aren't in business anymore.
Oh, seriously. That's the only reason they're in business. On the bottom of highlights, Bobby, I added just the link on there. I don't know if you can see it yet.
Okay, let me take a look at this. FX3 care package. I thought this was the one I was looking at. Yeah, it was. Yeah, this one gives you, let's see, the game Aliens versus Pinball. That one's pretty good. It's an Aliens theme. Marvel Pinball. And they've got like a dozen or more Marvel ones, like any Marvel superhero, they've got a pinball machine.
And all that's free?
No, but sometimes they give them away for free. Like, I have maybe half the Marvel ones that I got in a free pack.
Cost of this package, free?
Well, yeah, this is three, but it only gives you four things. The one I got was like five or six Star Wars ones. Like, I wish I could show you the page that shows all the different, I mean, you can see this right here. These are all the different pinball games you can get. Bethesda Pinball, Aliens versus Pinball, Jurassic World, Star Wars, The Last Jedi.
Do you feel yourself wanting to buy any more?
I want to buy the American Dad one, but I'm not going to spend $10 on it.
What about the Jurassic Park?
Yeah, that one's all right, but I'm not going to go out of my way. Portal, Pinball, Walking Dead. The Bethesda one is good. I mean, it's got Fallout, it's got Skyrim, and it's got, what's the other big Bethesda game? Can't even remember.
Yeah,
but
something.
Yeah, it's got all the good ones. I don't know. I was just very impressed with this game. And of course, they've got like the high scores. You can compare your scores with your friends. You can bump the table with the control keys. Like it's kind of a modern take on pinball. The way you shoot the pinball out is different with every theme too. I love it. On a lot of the Star Wars ones, it's like a lightsaber that shoots it out and the lightsaber lights up. On the A New Hope one, it's, you know, the targeting system that comes down during the Death Star trench run.
When
Luke's going to like blow up the Death Star. It's that thing comes down and like you're firing that. And the Boba Fett one, it's his wrist rocket that shoots.
They deserve $10 a pack. A lot of work goes into these.
Yeah, I mean, the animations are great. It's just fun to watch. And like I said at the beginning of this, it's the perfect like 10-15 minute game. And it's pinball is visceral, and you lose a little bit of that when you're playing it digitally. But like pinball is a very like you're leaning into the hits and you're like feeling it, you know?
I was just thinking about it last night. I don't know why I was thinking about this, but in VR, I could imagine a new kind of pinball where like you could be on the table and you could use your arms as the flappers. That'd be fucking. Yeah. That'd be awesome. Don't laugh at me.
Just slap.
I imagine like a penis.
Demented Warlock in chat says Pinball FX2 has VR.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is it any good?
They do have a view in this game in FX3 where
between the flappers, right?
You can do that. You can do one that's really far back, or you can do one that just kind of follows the ball as it goes along through all these. Yeah. There's straight up cutscenes in this game too. Like if you activate a scene or if something happens, like in the Boba Fett one, like if you get the bounty, then like Jabba the Hutt comes out and Boba Fett walks up to talk to him. And I will say the voice acting is a little off. So you could tell, like they could get some of the voice actors for like Seth MacFarlane, I guess, doing the, American Dad and Family Guy ones, and John Benjamin doing Bob's Burgers and Archer. But
you don't think they just pulled that from the thousands of hours?
They might have pulled it from there, but they definitely didn't get it for like Han Solo or Luke Skywalker. Right. You can tell those are knockoffs.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean the game's free. You can get it, and they are always just every so often you always find like, oh, they're giving away these themes for free and they're always making more. So this is just a game that like,
it gave me like 11 packs, dude. Right now I launched it and it gave me like 3 Star Wars ones, 3 Marvel ones and 3 Alien ones.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah. Cool. I got to get this. This is way better than the last one I played. This is good for Mila too. Dio is probably going to like this, dude, or Gia, I mean.
Yeah, I recommend it. I was surprised.
That's her other friend's name. That's why.
I was surprised how much I liked this. I checked it out thinking like, I'll check it out because it's Star Wars, right?
And it's free.
Star Wars. Yeah, and it's free. Like, why not? And then I was like, man, 8 gigs? Okay, whatever. It was like 7 or 8 gigs. And then when I started playing, I'm like, man, this is actually really good. Like, I played it for like an hour and a half straight.
Well, speaking of free, and we talked about Marvel a little bit. I'm going to get into Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite. This is not, you know, this is rated at 60% on Steam. It's not like a runaway hit or anything like that, but it's on Xbox Game Pass, which I'm going to talk about later. And I saw it there, and I've always wanted to play it. Obviously, I didn't play it in the arcades. I was a big fan of Marvel vs. Capcom 1 through 3. And never got around to this one, even though it looked really sweet.
I think this one never came out in the arcade, dude.
It probably didn't. Yeah, I'm probably dating myself here. And but it was at Evo. People did play it at least 1 year. It was kind of popular. But
they tried doing something with it, but yeah, man,
it wasn't their greatest game as far as like mechanically or anything like that. But I was like, let me check it out just for the story, because that's what I did with like. What's the DC one? DC fighting game? Probably it's known for its storytelling.
Justice? Yeah. Justice League?
I forgot what it's called.
Something with Injustice.
Injustice. Yeah. Injustice.
Injustice, yeah.
And that's when Midway, or whoever makes those games now, started putting story into fighting games and doing it correctly, where like it's just not like, hey, what are you doing in this room? Let's fight. And so I thought maybe that's what I was going to get. I was like, nope, this is like old school storytelling in video games. They're just fighting because they're in the same room. And then after that, everybody's fine and they just keep talking, you know? But the story overall is actually pretty good. Like,
didn't you feel weird when, cause like I also downloaded it on the Xbox Game Pass, cause I was like, I'm never going to pay for this game ever.
Right.
And after seeing the reviews, and then I was like, once it was on Xbox, I was like, oh, you know, I'll give it a shot. But don't you feel weird hearing the voice acting? Like, don't you want to hear Robert Downey Jr.? Like, or like whatever. Actually, like,
as far as knockoffs go, I thought that was the best one. Like, at least that guy was trying. Thor was like way off. Rocket was like, yeah, he's trying, but you know, it's not there. But basically, the story is super relevant. It's almost playing Avengers Civil War. What Endgame? I can't think of the other one. Avengers, the fucking Infinity War. All of that stuff, it all has the same parts, but it tells the story differently. Capcom's universe and Marvel's universe have merged because Ultron has merged with the Infinity Stones. It's Ultron that gets them, not Thanos in the story. And the graphics are really good. The cutscenes are fucking really good. And so I'm just playing it and fucking having fun, just playing through the story. It's free. It's just worth the download. And it's just stupid, dumb fun. That's all it is. And I got to the point where, like,
it's not like a competitive fighter like the third one was, or the second one, or the first one, or any other, you know, Mortal Kombat right now or anything. It's just entertaining. Just because of the story part.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to tell you to come over and let's, you know, do a couple fights.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing is you don't have to spend a lot of time getting good at this because there's an auto combo function. You just keep tapping low punch and it'll do the whole combo for you except for the finisher. So all you have to do is throw the fireball at the right time and you can do it. You don't have to spend all this time learning it. So
it seems like cheating.
Yeah, but you're playing against the computer. So go fuck AI.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, computers, go fuck you. Ultron, fuck you, man. And then it puts together the, like, I was thinking this is one of the greatest crossovers ever. Like, so for no reason, the chick from Monster Hunter World, just like somebody decked out in Dragonbone armor, is with the guy from Wakanda, Black Panther. Yeah. And they're there and they're just chilling. And out of nowhere, an elder dragon from Monster Hunter World jumps out of the sand and starts attacking Wakanda. And Ryu and Hulk, the most two unlikely people to ever like fight together, jump at this thing. And then you fight for a little bit. And then it plays this animation for 20 seconds. I put it on the Hangout. You can just look it up. Hulk and Ryu take out an elder dragon. It's fucking sick, dude. He does like a Kamehameha, and then fucking, I know that's the wrong one. And then Hulk fucking stabs it with his own neck, dude. It was fucking awesome. Just stupid, dumb fun. And so worth the free download. Now, let me talk about why it's free. It's on Xbox Game Pass. I am shocked how many people don't have this. Like,
I know, dude. It's weird. I'm shocked by people still buying like Microsoft games on Steam for no reason.
Dude,
it's
check this out. So
Microsoft games will always be on Xbox Game Pass forever. They're never going to take them off. Some games will be on Xbox Game Pass, last for a little while, and then they'll take them off. Like they rotate games to like, you know, Netflix or anyone else, you know, they do that stuff.
There's a lot of new places that hop on.
But these guys for Microsoft games or Microsoft, you know, from production studios that are owned by Microsoft, those games will always be on here, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bobby's trying.
Gear Tactics last week was on there too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So at day one, AAA titles, the best Microsoft has, day one, they're on Xbox Game Pass.
Even before.
If you're this far,
it's into, like if you're like part of Ultimate, they'll give you like a 3-day preview, like not a preview, but like you get to play the game 5 days before it even comes out for everyone else.
Yep. if you're this far into the podcast, you play PC games. If you don't have Xbox Game Pass, it is the best deal out there, period. You get the first 3 months for $1. So I was talking to Bobby, or Chad. I was like, hey, because we played some games recently. And I was like, hey, man, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I just spent $150 on Epic Launcher. And I was like, oh, because they're having their sale. I was like, yeah. I was like, but you have Xbox Game Pass, right? And he goes, no, what's that? I was like, dude, click on this link. So he clicks on the link, and he's like, I didn't have to buy that game. I didn't have to buy that game. Because he bought Ori and the Blind Forest, or Ori and the Will of the Wisps. And there was another.
Which will always be on here, because it's from Xbox Game Studios. So it'll always be an Xbox Game Pass game.
Yep. I cannot stress enough how this is the best deal out there, period. Not just for the $1, but once it goes... So there's a $4.99 version and a $9.99 version. I don't know what the difference is. Ray, do you know?
The $9.99 version, that's the one on an Xbox. If you have an Xbox, you buy the Game Pass and you only have Xbox games. The $4.99 is the PC one because it's still like in beta. And then the $14.99 one, it gives you... the Xbox titles, PC titles, and then Xbox Live Gold, which lets you play online on your Xbox.
Okay, so all we have to talk about here is the $4.99 version.
Exactly. Right?
So for $5 a month, you're getting AAA titles. At least one new AAA title comes out every month. I mean, we're not getting paid by these. I wish we were. But
I know.
You're fucking up if you don't got this shit, dude. At least pay the $1. I don't care what...
It's really like I love it because some of the Xbox games that were only Xbox One X games are on here, so like I can finally play them on PC. And then there's new games, like if you've never played Ark, it's on here. If you want to play Outer Worlds, it's on here. Like a lot of the games, like I don't want to pay that money for that game, it's on here.
Metro Exodus.
They got Halo, dude, and like they have Halo Combat Evolved the whole anniversary. So they have Halo 1 through 4 or 5 plus. Well, not yet when it comes out. Then with Reach, and then when Halo Infinity, the new Halo comes out next year, it'll be on here for everyone to play. It's awesome.
Wakonis is talking about State of Decay 2, which we played and we found lacking. But it's been 6 months of development, right? They've been patching that. One would assume that it's better than when we played it. But
dude, it was kind of shitty when we played.
It just goes on and on and on and on. Do it. Go do it right now, especially if you're on lockdown. So
seriously,
yeah. Let's see, Chad, me, and JP Diddy, who've been playing. We probably played 3 or 4 hours of Wolson the other night. I already talked about this. You know, it's probably graphically the best action RPG or dungeon crawler out there. Diablo clone, if you will. Has a lot of depth to it. Definitely laggy at parts. Doesn't run super smooth. I was having a lot of frame drops. But throughout... It's still fun throughout that, you know, you're doing the damn thing. You're fucking just barreling through bad guys and it's fun. And the amount of customization, you know, you can do whatever you want. You can be a warrior that casts spells. You can be an archer that fucking fights with his hands. Like you can do whatever you want. There are no hard titles. We don't like titles around here. Whatever you want to do, it's possible. Anyway, well, the new thing that I wanted to talk about was, you know, the bosses. We played through the first two chapter bosses. And you're talking about Souls-like type combat in a Diablo game. So you have to dodge out of the way of incoming attacks. You have to move around. It's like a mix between like a WoW raid and a Souls-like attack, because they have physical attacks, and then they also have aerial denial. So you got to run over to where the lava isn't, and you also have to dodge the fucking claws, and all while still doing damage to this goddamn thing. We wiped, I think, 3 times on this. Oh, and the character... one thing they just did so well is the style of the characters and the bad guys... are amazing, man. Like we're constantly talking about, like, oh, look how cool that looks. Like, look at the background here. It's a beautiful, beautiful game. And the boss fights are really what sets this apart from any other dungeon crawler I've ever played. It has the best boss fights, hands down. I feel like all the other ones, like Diablo and stuff, a lot of it is just like damage sponges, you know? You just keep fighting until either you die or it dies.
It doesn't make sense to try to dodge attacks or do much evasion or really do anything other than just as much damage as you possibly can in as little time as possible.
Yeah, before it kills you, right? Kill it before it kills you. This one, you're dodging, you're rolling, I actually respect to try to get us to kill it. I took out some of my spells, I added some spells, and we got it done. I died halfway through, and somehow they killed it the time that I died. I don't know how. Maybe I was holding down the fort or holding down everybody else, but we got it done, and it was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was great. And then Chad had to go, and JP and I continued with our drunken tirade through video game dump. And we talked about how he had never played. We were talking about Portal and Portal 2, and he had never played the co-op. Actually, didn't even know that there was a ground-up built game within Portal 2 for co-op, that where you play as Peabody and Watson. I want to say two robots that start to become sentient through these fucking. You're doing co-op puzzles, just like Portal 1, but with two people, and we're burning right through it. I mean, I'm not remembering them, but John's a really smart guy, and I've played it before, so we're burning through it, but we're having a lot of fun. GLaDOS is hilarious as ever, and it's just a really good time, and it's amazing how well this game holds up. Like, mechanically, it's perfect. Like, there's no, I can't complain controls wise at all. They're super tight. Two, graphically, it was very surprisingly up to date. Like, I would not, if I bought this game brand new and I played it, I wouldn't complain at all. Like, graphically, it still holds up. And playing with somebody that's never played it before, you know, it's almost like playing it brand new because it's a new perspective. I don't remember hardly anything. I would say I remember 10% of what's going on. So and if there is a solution that I remember, I just let John figure it out so that he has the, you know, he feels like he accomplished something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, fantastic. If you've never played Portal 2 co-op, it's one of the greatest two-player co-op experiences you can have, period.
There's a Portal, because I guess when they interviewed Steam, right when Alex was coming out, they were like, oh, so if you're working on Alex, and I mean, if you know, if you worked on Alex and this came out or whatever, like, were you guys working on Portal? Because, you know, and they were like, no, because we feel like people would get sick playing Portal. Like, imagine that shit in VR, you know, you might get fucking motion sickness or whatever the fuck you get from playing VR. But they, there's still a mod created one back in like a couple years ago. It's called Portal Stories VR. And it's like 10 like puzzles, 10 brand new puzzles set in, you know, like Portal. Yeah.
Did you play it?
Which is pretty neat. I haven't had it installed, and I still haven't really. The thing is,
have you played Alex, Portal, dude?
Huh? Dude. Okay. Here's my Alex story. So I set up like the living room. I put up sensors so I can actually, I just push the couch back and I can have like a 20 by 20. I don't know. Wait, I don't know. Probably 15 by 15 fucking VR amazing experience for it. But I was like, you know what? I'm not going to play. It's like I want to replay Half-Life, and then I'm going to go for Alex, and then I'm going to replay Half-Life 2. And I was getting really into I played Black Mesa, right, which Black Mesa is really good. Holy shit. I didn't like it. It's a great remaster or whatever the fuck they want to call it.
Yeah.
Really, really liked it. And then I'm on the chapter right before Zen, and then and my computer just like just fucking stops like working properly. I can't run Call of Duty. I can't run that. Some stuff works. The sound is completely fucked up. What did work was my VR for some reason. I would put that on. I can hear from that, like on like wearing the fucking Index, but I couldn't hear anything else. And I tried fixes. I was on Google, like a bunch of Reddit things. I was asking people on Discord. It was just pissing me the fuck off. I couldn't do anything. And then finally, I was just like, you know what? Fuck this. And I realized that one of my hard drives was corrupt. So that's, and it messed with my Windows or some shit. So I had to, like, I grabbed that hard drive. That's gone. And I just put it on my new Samsung like hard drive, my new SSD. So I put that on there, and now I can play it. But now I got to pass Zen first, and then once I pass Zen, then I'm playing Alex.
That's good. So, I'm glad you did that, because who could even remember Half-Life 1, right?
Yeah, dude, that was back in the 90s, dude. I don't remember.
And Zen is probably, that's the part of the game that's not like shot for shot, right, Bobby? Like they did take some,
yeah, they deviate license a lot from Zen on. Zen changes quite a bit, and then when you return to, well, actually in the original game you return to Earth, yeah, you still fight.
This one you don't.
In Black Mesa, no, you don't.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so, yeah. But and it's not bad though. Like at first I was like, I don't know if I liked how they changed it that much, but they do such a good job that it doesn't matter. The last levels they've created are fantastic.
Cool. I saw you playing it. It looks like, shit, I don't know. It doesn't look like Half-Life 1, that's for God, yeah, I'm sure.
No, it really doesn't, dude. It was good. I don't know. I'm going to try to beat Zen, probably. Like, after the Call of Duty double XP weekend, after that's over, then I'm going to beat that and then just play Alex next week. I've been trying really hard to avoid spoilers or anything. There has been, like, some random, like, article that comes up, and I'll be like, ugh, you bitch. But it wasn't like anything crazy. It's not like I don't know what happened, you know, because Half-Life 2 is right afterwards. But hopefully next week I'll finally jump in and hopefully I don't die, you know, just being in VR for like 10 hours straight. So we'll see what happens.
I got a 92 by PC Gamer. The last game to get a 92, I believe, might be like either Half-Life 2 or like Team Fortress Classic. I think those two did. Besides that, maybe Divinity are the only. Yeah. That's a very short list that are in the 90 plus.
Yeah, dude. Almost everyone's giving 9 and above. Steam 10 out of 10. Like I saw the 92.
IGN,
I think GameSpot, like IGN, like a 9.5 or a 10. I don't remember what it was, but they're all high, dude. It's. And I haven't spoken to anyone that's played it. I've seen someone on Discord was playing it. I can't forget who it was. But and I was going to be like, how is it? And I was like, no, I'm not going to ask. I've been avoiding all videos on any gameplay, like a playthrough. And I've been totally avoiding like the actual reading through the reviews because I don't want any spoilers on it. But I'm hoping next week, hopefully, I'm going to put the couch back and just walk around the whole living room and have Gia and Alana look at me and just wonder what's wrong with me.
This is a good time to segue into another little game that I downloaded on my phone. Actually, I'm always looking for phone games, but they all suck. There's a Portal. It's called Portal. Shit. There's a Portal game by Valve.
The one with the little trucks and stuff?
Yeah, the little trucks. It's basically Polybridge, but with portals is what you're doing. So it's a physics based game.
Bridge Constructor Portal.
Yeah. Bridge Constructor. Thank you. Bridge Constructor Portal. I haven't played too much of it, but it's, you know, same kind of. Oh, it's on Steam as well.
Yeah.
So this is on the phone. It's $10 on here. I think I bought it for $3 on my phone, and you're just building bridges. The little truck goes by. It's a little like forklift. And you have to get them across, and at some point they add portals, and you know it's the whole thing where you have to keep momentum and all that stuff. And same kind of comedy. I liked it. I'm having a good time. It's these days it's pretty rare that I have time. Like since I'm at home so much, it's like I don't need to be on my phone so much. I'm not standing in line anywhere, so I haven't had too much time to play it. I'm on like the fifth or sixth level, but at least I have a game that I can trust is going to be good if I have to sit somewhere for a while. So,
where are we at? It's actually not on, I don't see it on Apple Store.
That's because Apple sucks, dude.
Oh no, here it is. Never mind, lied. $4.99. Suck it.
Ray, are you? Do you want to stick around for the news and
close
it out? You sound great. So,
yeah, I'm down.
Okay, cool.
All right, news. First bit of news here. Darkest Dungeon is getting PvP DLC in May. So this came out of left field. I had no idea, first of all, that they were planning. I know they're working on Darkest Dungeon 2. They've said that. I had no idea they were going to make more DLC, and I really didn't think they were going to make something PvP. So what this does is it's going to put another place in your hamlet that you can go to, and you can assemble a team of your fighters, whichever ones in your crew, pick them out. And you take them to fight against other people who assembled a four-man team. You don't lose these characters if you lose, so no stakes there. But you do win cosmetic items. They have specific trinkets that you can use in PvP. And
so,
banners.
Question on Darkest Dungeon, because I've only seen the pictures and whatever like the video is and whatever you guys have told me. Mm-hmm. But every time I look at the animation or whatever, just like look at a screen of Darkest Dungeon, I just go, what the fuck is going on here? I don't understand what kind of, it's like a roguelike turn-based RPG. What? Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
You basically just named it. No, but think about like old school Final Fantasy, right? So the guy in front is kind of like your tank. And then the second guy does like mid-range attacks. Maybe he can attack three spaces in front of him. The fourth, this is not hard science. Like, you can mix them up however you want. I'm just giving you an idea.
And then you get like your mage and your healer all the way in the back, right?
Yeah, exactly. You have your healer in the back. And now, because he's in the back, less of the other guys can actually hit the guy in the back. But there's other guys that specialize in attacking the guy in the back. So it's all going to be about group makeup. Bobby, my first question would be like, what about levels of characters? Hopefully they're putting together,
I'm sure they even them out somehow.
Yeah, I'm hoping. Yeah, maybe
because you can reach a max level with characters with your heroes. It's so difficult to explain the mechanics of these games. I would recommend just playing it, because I could sit here and tell you what does what, but it's not going to make any sense till you actually sit down and play it. But it's not difficult, but it's an incredibly complex combat system that feels extremely satisfying. So I'm really interested to see how that plays out in PvP. I feel like you can do a lot of things PvE and get away with it, but the minute you go to PvP, that is just another playing field, because people will just figure out every little exploit they can to get an unfair advantage. So I'm really interested to see how they balance that.
This is pretty much the only thing that would have made, not that I don't like Darkest Dungeon, we gave a game of the year one of the years, but this is probably the only thing that would make me take a really good second look at it. You know what I mean?
I'd be interested in checking this out. Yeah. I mean, PvP really isn't my thing these days, but
I'd be interested. Game.
Yeah, well, I love Darkest Dungeon. Yeah, absolutely. This is I've got over 200 hours in this game. I played all the DLC except for the very last one, which I heard wasn't very good, but I still may end up picking it up one day. But this could be good until Darkest Dungeon 2 comes out.
Ray, if you need a time sync, dude, I mean, we give it game of the year, dude. It's worth checking out.
Really?
Yeah, okay. 200 hours sounds like a lot, but that's several playthroughs right there.
Yeah.
Okay, next bit of news. Twitch makes blocking and banning more powerful and adds new mod tools. So they've got this new thing called Mod View. If you are a mod for a channel, you can open it up. And it's got a whole different look to it, and it also has some new features. And they advertised a lot of new features that it has, but there's even some other ones that they didn't promote but have taken effect. For instance, if someone joins your chat and gets banned, if they then leave, create a new account, and try to come back in, they're still banned. So it's banning based off IP. Also, when people get banned now, they can no longer see the chat at all. Mm. And then it's just, it makes things a lot simpler for me, because I never really did much modding on Twitch, but it was always kind of confusing. Okay, how do I ban someone? How do I do the timeout ban for like a certain period of time? Like, this just makes everything push button. You can drag all the windows around. You can put them in like a hot bar. You can put them in larger areas where you can see more things. Like, it just,
it's all stuff that makes sense.
Yeah.
It should have been there.
It's a huge improvement.
Good.
For mods.
Good. Because, toxic people is one of the worst things on Twitch.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the problem it's always had. And it's ever since Amazon bought them, I've been kind of waiting for them to really crack down on that because it's not a very good look for them. You know, Twitch chat has always kind of been this cesspool. Yeah. And they put great effort into it with very public events like Overwatch League or, you know, anything like that. But still, like, a lot of stuff is going to slip through. So it's nice that it seems like moderation is the answer here, and it's nice that they're giving people better tools to do that with.
Let me shoehorn this in here really quick. I did want to play Bleeding Edge this week, which is on Xbox Game Pass, but I'm getting an error on the download. If anybody has worked through that and knows how to get around that, send me a message on Discord so I can get through that. It says error.
I need to reinstall it. But mine, I installed it last week when it came out, and it was fine. I don't know. Maybe you just... One of the things about the Xbox Game Pass I've noticed, it's like it'll install, and it won't run on the actual Game Pass. But if you go to your Windows and just like look for the actual app on your computer, it'll run sometimes. I don't know.
Okay.
I want to try that. But if it's just not installing, period.
Yeah, but that now that I'm thinking about it, because I did set it to install the night before, and then it just wasn't there. So maybe, and then now I can't install it. So maybe it is installed already, and it's just somewhere else. The worst thing about Xbox Game Pass.
Have you switched like drives? Because sometimes that's an issue with Xbox. Like when you're installing it, you have to change the format of where you want the apps to install on your Windows, from your Windows Store or games.
Now, as much as good as we talked about Xbox Game Pass, the UI is fucking horrendous. Horrendous.
I don't know why it's so difficult for people to just give you a list of games. Like, I just want a line item list of all the games that are available to me.
Yeah.
I don't want to see, like, top 10 most played games or, like, top 5 newest games added. Like, I just want to see what's available. Like, give me a list.
Well, the other day, I wanted to see the co-op stuff because I wanted to play with Gia and Alana. And I was just like, what? And then they have a co-op thing. And I'm like, oh, cool. And I was going through that.
Bobby, have you done the $1 thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then I canceled it.
After 3 months or whatever?
Dude, they have Farming Simulator, man. Come on.
That Farming Simulator was free on Epic, though.
Never mind.
But, yeah, I get it when I need it. So I got it for $1 for however long, and then I had, like, someone gave me a free month of it. I used that up. And then if there's something I really want to play, maybe I'll get it for a month, and then I'll cancel. But it's kind of like on an as-needed basis for me.
Gotcha.
They just added like Surge 2, Power Rangers, Battle Surge for the Grid, 2. Which is a piece of shit fighter, but it's cool because Power Rangers, and Overcooked 2. So if you didn't own it already, it's on there.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Do yourselves a favor, guys. Anyways. So Half-Life Alyx modding tools are on the way. The team has actually talked about that this is their, now that the game is out and it's doing well and they don't have to support it too much, that's their number one goal, is getting the mod tools out, which is great. But doesn't stop modders from doing modding things anyway. And Bobby, if you roll that clip, you'll see people have already put the mechanics of Alyx into Half-Life 2. So people are playing Half-Life 2 with the abilities and movement in VR with the Alyx tool, so you handle guns the exact same way. Now, obviously, it's never going to be just as good as Alyx because it was built from the ground up to be VR, but at least you can play Half-Life 2 in VR, which sounds fucking awesome to me. Maybe it'll get better once the modding tools come out, but, I mean, God, this is why Valve is so fucking good. They're probably most likely going to put the mod tools out for free. And they're going to give license and just open source. The thing's called source, you know? Like, it's open source for a reading. Yeah, they're such a great company. I lost hope in them for a little while, but, you know, they're back to where
it's just, but it, like, it really makes you think, right? Like, they've been working, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years on, I think 5 or 6 years on Alyx. It's like, and there was hardly any shit, you know, that you heard about it. People were data mining and just thinking Half-Life 3. And it wasn't until like the last month where, like, you know, I was finally finding articles talking about, like, speaking of a VR possible title, and, you know, because it got closer to the day. But what else are they working on, right? Like, as like a Source 3 engine, maybe a new freaking Counter-Strike, maybe Left 4 Dead. I don't know, dude. It's just, yeah. I don't know. It just makes you think how great they are at keeping secrets. And it's a secret this big. Holy shit.
I'd rather it like this. Really. Not as gaming, like all company. I don't all want all companies to be Valve, because we'd have nothing to talk about. Literally.
Yeah.
Like gaming, we'd only have to be able to play things that came out. There'd be no hype train. But
yeah, because like I do feel it was a bit like what we heard about Alex 3 months ago, and that was it. It wasn't like Half-Life Alex next year, you know, 2021. And it was just like, boom, it's coming out. You know, we're going gold in a month, and then we're just going to fuck around and wait.
The only thing we had was a picture of a factory that had fucking index, like the Steam name on the index. You know, somebody took a picture in the factory. Remember where that came out? People were like, mm-hmm. that shit's fake or whatever. Like, that's how secret it is. It has to be some Chinese dude that knows that fucking Steam's super important, or Valve is super important.
Well, they also have the convenience of being able to front the bill on any project they want to pursue.
Yeah.
And if Half-Life Alyx would have bombed and they didn't make any money off of it, it would have been no sweat off their back, man. It wouldn't have been any problem for them. I'm sure that there's no world in which that would happen, but it wouldn't have affected them one bit. Yeah. Like
instead they sold out on Steam indexes. What the fuck, man? Yeah. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
It's so crazy how huge of a title this is that they sold out of $1,000 fucking equipment to play this game. It's crazy.
Chi just joined chat. Hi, Chi. What was I going to say? Last thing. I don't know. VR is in a really good. One game just put VR on the map.
Yeah.
Like on the right trajectory.
Really now I'm just excited to hear all these new games that are going to come out, you know. And there was a game I saw, I wish I could talk about it right now, but I forget which one it was, but then the name of it, but it looked really neat, and I was just like, dude, these games are getting better. It's like, I'm excited.
Yeah. Bobby, did we talk about this Last Oasis thing where they're at last week?
No.
Okay, so Last Oasis, I fucking built up really big last week. I was like, this is the greatest shit that's ever happened. And a lot of people were saying what I said, so much so that the servers could not handle, and that with the COVID thing, everybody being at home, they sell way, it's almost too good to be true for them, or a product of their own success. What is it? But whatever. They did too good for themselves. And their servers couldn't hold up, and it just, people were complaining. So they probably did the best thing that they could do, is they issued everybody refunds and shut down the game. So they're going to get their servers more robust. Everybody was loving it too. Like, if you could get in the game, people were enjoying it. So they're going to up how many servers they have, get a lot more robust internet and all that stuff, and then re-release the game, and then hopefully people buy it the second time around, which I think they will, because people are looking for something like this. So good on them. I think that's the best thing they could have done. The worst thing that could happen to you is you get review bombed because
they got review bombed like crazy. Yeah. They're down at 50% on
exactly, and not because it's a bad game, but because you weren't ready for the virus. You know, like, how could you tell? Anyway, so, yeah. Hopefully their second time around, whenever that is, does a lot better.
I was watching Shroud play this, and it looked really neat. Just, like, on their little ships in the desert. And
yeah.
It did look buggy a little bit. I don't know if people were getting stuck in, like, the wheels. It looked pretty funny.
The little legs, but, right? The game, he doesn't have wheels.
But like he was loving it. He was just like, this is like one of the best games I've played in a long time. And for him to say that, you know, a guy that plays games every fucking day.
Yeah.
You know, must be good.
For sure. The other thing is Jedi Academy came out on Switch and on PlayStation. I'm not sure about Xbox. And, you know, this is one of Bobby's favorite games.
Yeah, Academy was probably the weaker of the series.
We could never get it right with Bobby. Thanks, dude. He's gonna love this.
Yes, nope, and Bobby. Mind. Yes, and. And anyway, so they opened it up. People were playing multiplayer, having a good time, and it turned out that all a PC player had to do was run the game, write down the, or whatever, get the IP game of whatever match was going on the consoles, put it into the console and put join, like slash join this IP. And accidentally, nobody intended this. They were able to go into the Switch games and to the PlayStation games. And of course, because they've been playing for years and not on the controller, they're just fucking slaughtering everybody and nobody was having fun. And then, of course, they went in there and started being fucking PC players, man. Just it's tough. They went in there and there was being toxic. And a lot of Switch players are like little kids, you know?
And, I was watching.
I swear you're going to say I was a part of this.
I was part of this. I was just fucking everyone up. You suck, bitch. No, I was watching because like you're talking about the controllers, right? I was watching this video or like this article on Booga, or what, the kid that won the Fortnite fucking thing for like $3 million that,
oh, right,
that
right.
She didn't, that she, yeah, said the kid didn't deserve it.
Yeah, of course.
So he was playing on, like he was playing Fortnite, and then I guess he was getting his ass kicked, and he had like a mental breakdown and he started going off. And I thought this was neat that people playing Fortnite, people with controllers, are actually doing better than PC players. Some of them are. It's they're getting to the level, like they're getting really great at apparently, like first person shooters. And I'll be honest, playing Call of Duty. Remember when it first started and like the co-op stuff? And I was telling you guys too. I was the only PC gamer against the controller. Like screwed them all over. It was easy. Now it's just the same, dude. It doesn't. I don't see that much of a difference, dude, playing with a controller player or a PC player.
As far as I've been able to figure it out, it's not skill, dude. I think they just keep upping the amount of aimbot. So this week, this week, Ninja switched over to controller just to see what it was like. And he tweeted out and wrote this, like, I don't know. He wrote a bit about how, like, it's almost like, because he's like, it feels like he has superpowers within the game now. He's like, you basically gave me aimbot. That's how good this is.
Because there is like a little, like, I remember there being, like, with Halo, being a little bit of, like, aim correction. Very minimal.
Right.
But yeah, he was saying something about people had aimbot now. Like, I did read that.
Yeah. So, like, who's to say how much aimbot is enough? You don't want them to have none because they won't compete at all. But then to give them too much is obviously not fair. So that's on the developer. But it's funny.
But I feel like if they were to take it off, right, the aimbot, then, you know, and right now, the reason Call of Duty is doing so well, I believe, or a lot of these first-person shooter games are like Fortnite, because of that cross-play. It's making all these people come on, and it's just making, like, I forgot who was telling the other day, but I'm surprised how many months it's been, and hardcore mode is still popular in Call of Duty right now. That's normally the first game to die. Like from the modes on PC, like Call of Duty on PC never lasts that long for multiplayer. And I have a feeling it's lasting so much longer. Well, obviously Warzone came out later, but it's because of the crossplay, because we're playing with all these PlayStation 4 and Xbox fucking people.
But who's to say how much aimbot is the right amount? According to Ninja, who's an expert when it comes to Fortnite, it's way too much. He's saying it's like not even fair for PC players. So they got to come up with a better solution on how much aimbot to put in there.
I let Gio play Fortnite for the first time, and I know the first time you play, when you jump on Fortnite, it's only computers, you know, it's no real people. And she won, like she got first place, and I was watching and I was like, what the fuck? Like, and then I Googled it real quick, and I was just like, oh, okay, never mind. You know, the first 100, you know, to a certain level, it's like mostly just PC.
For one second, were you like, I'm going to make $1 million off this kid?
I know. For a second, I was like, holy fucking shit, dude. No, but I was watching her, and I was like, holy shit, her aim isn't that bad. And then I remember grabbing the controller because she died in one, and she's like, can you teach me some stuff? And I'm like, I don't really play on controller, but you know, I'll give it a shot. And I was getting shots easy, but I was thinking like, oh, I still got it. But it was probably just that fucking aimbot, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Hey, listener questions?
Yep. Yeah. Before we do, let's give a shout out to a couple subscriptions here, and also Red Rum donating 2,000 bits. Thank you very much.
Thanks, homie.
We got subscriptions from Koala Honey, first time subscriber. Thank you. And JD Constriction, 16 months. God, almost damn, a year nice. And a half.
Damn.
And CM Hazel, 14 months. Very cool.
Thanks, guys, so much. You know what?
I subscribed yesterday, all right?
Yeah, we saw that. You know what you can't subscribe to yet is Insidious. We are working on a subscription model because it's good to save. Everybody's running out of Insidious. This shit, like, the only good thing about working at the construction site is guys, they're going fucking nuts over this stuff, which always, like, it feels good to see it in person, you know. People are reordering on the online. We just made a new batch. People are asking me if, you know, because of COVID, we're shut down and stuff. Nope, we just made a new batch today. So we had a couple things. We had a couple orders that weren't fulfilled from last week. Those are going to go out on Monday, tomorrow. So that's going to happen. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, it's my hot sauce. It's a seed and oil-based hot sauce. It's unlike anything else out there. If you like spice, you will definitely like this. And yeah, you go to dlgaming.net, you can click on the link there, and that will automatically apply the code DLG, and that'll get you $10% off your entire order. Mm-hmm.
All right. So we've only got two listener questions this week, but they're kind of long here. First one comes from Nyanko. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. A few episodes ago, you complained about the lack of a list of games for GeForce Now. Have you found it since then? I'm late with my listening. It's on gfnlist.com. I copy-pasted it in my Excel sheet, and with a formula, I can instantly see in a column if this game is on GeForce Now or not. Do you keep an Excel sheet? By the way, thanks for making me discover GeForce Now just in time for the extension of Division 2. This favorite game of mine was lagging on my machine before. Now it runs like a charm. I only had to disconnect. I had only one disconnected mission and over 40 hours of game time. Keep up the good work.
Nice on them, man. Like, fuck yeah. I don't think about this because I'm not in this position. I don't think about the people that, you know, either can't afford a really good rig or just in between upgrades or whatever it is, you're towards the end of your upgrade cycle.
Dude, I played on a 2010 MacBook Pro, man. It was pretty neat. Like, and it worked.
It looked great.
The lack of games were shitty, but I noticed I went on that link. There's over 500 games now on GeForce Now.
Yeah. So this website that he listed, gfnlist.com, is actually very useful. So this actually has a whole list. It's split up into a few different pages, so you can't just control F and look what or try to find what you're looking for. But it does have search boxes in here. So if I type in the name of a game, and this is closer to what I'd like to see, kind of like what Steam has, where you just have a list alphabetical of all the games that are available to you. So this is pretty nice. Yeah, starting from there, it is quite a few games, too. I mean, it's 549 entries.
Damn, 550. So it's crazy that, like, this isn't on GeForce website.
Yeah, someone made their own page for it.
It's fucking ridiculous that they had to do that.
And it also shows you if it is fully optimized, if it is free, what the genre is. Highlights. So this is very interesting. GeForce Now supports, what's that playback thing that they have? I can't remember the name.
Shadowplay?
Yeah, Shadowplay, where you can record and you can record, like, if something cool happened, record the last 2 minutes. Give me the last 2 minutes in a video file. Yeah. So it supports all that too remotely, which is a great feature. But yeah, I love this. This is just a list of all the games that you have available with GeForce Now. Now, I will say this. I tried to play Divinity Original Sin 2 with GeForce Now. Worked fine. Got home. None of my progress was saved. Very weird. Don't know what happened. Could have been something on my end. I have yet to really look into it. I didn't lose that much time. I lost like maybe 15 minutes. I was kind of just testing it out anyway. But that is concerning to me.
Speaking of Shadowplay, so recently I had something funny happen, or yeah, funny happened on in Tabs. I was playing Tabs, and they have some new content. It wasn't enough for me to talk about. It's like kind of like just threw it in there. So there's this unit called the Painters, right? And they have like an easel and mm-hmm. a paintbrush, and they're the cheapest unit. They're very, very weak. But I ended up going with the army of them versus this army I could not beat. And it I had about 50 of them trying to kill one like hobbit character. But he was in the middle of the huddle, so they couldn't swing at him because they were all trying to kill him at the same time. Mm-hmm. So it looked about like 50 painters making out in a circle, like really like, and they're saying there's words, right? They're like, so it looks like a big fucking makeout fest between painters. Meanwhile, the enemy's team is sniping my guys little by little, and eventually they killed the hobbit and they turned around and they went for the guys, and I actually won. So I was like, oh. I hope that somehow, I haven't used it in over a year, Shadowplay got that. So I loaded it up, and it did not record that part. So unfortunately, it doesn't work unless you have GeForce running.
You've got to turn it on.
Yeah, you got to turn it on.
Mm-hmm, you got to turn it on.
And but it's a great hotkey. It's like Alt F10 or something for the... And you said it. Like, I have mine set to 3 minutes at a very high quality bit rate.
So. Because you can edit it afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I have found, though, that if you choose to record... what's nice is you can record game audio and then as a separate track record the audio from your microphone. But the audio that it records from your microphone is terrible quality. Mm. Horrible mm-hmm. quality, I've found.
I was actually talking to Nabi about the whole recording thing. And do you guys remember when we would... I don't know if you guys did, but like for Counter-Strike, like 1.6... we would record our best shots or headshots and make videos like with slow motion and effects and like some fucking metal song or something like really corny. And so like I was thinking like maybe I should do another one, like a retro like cool shots video with Warzone. And I thought that'd be kind of neat.
Yeah, maybe do it in that old style.
Yeah, that old style, which is really shitty animations or like transitions.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's perfect for that. And I've been using it for our little Deep Rock project here too. Like not just the highlights, but just the recording. And it's great for that. It records in stellar quality. The only thing is, like Recycle is saying in chat, it turns off all the time. I constantly have to turn it back on. Sometimes I feel like it turns off for no reason. Whenever there's any sort of update or like reconfiguration, it seems to turn off by itself. So I'm constantly having to re-enable it.
The GeForce Experience has all the right tools. They just don't work the way you want them. You can stream to Twitch right to it, but it's not mm-hmm. as good as OBS. Yeah. You can do Shadowplay, but it turns itself off. You can record video from it, but the sound quality, you know, if they were to just work on that, it'd be a lot better for everybody.
Well, I don't know if that's out
what's
of beta.
The point of GeForce Experience anyways, other than the graphics thing where like it supposedly puts your graphics on optimal.
It has optimization, but it also is
the drivers.
Yeah, it downloads the drivers, notifies you when you have updates, and like you can opt into stuff too. I get offers sometimes from it occasionally, like, oh, there's a early copy of this game that you can get, or like a demo or something that I've
only gotten one from those
things throughout the years. But they do have, I was using that and also Ansel, GeForce Ansel, where you can take you can move around inside a game and take screenshots. And they have all sorts of filters you can use that, including a green screen that just projects out, like, I don't know, 20 meters in game behind wherever you put it. And also depth of field, which is very cool.
That all helps for like your project.
Yeah, so not only for, I'm not using it for screenshots, but I'm actually going into that mode and then recording video and getting some really good, really good footage.
Great. Can't wait to see it. Glad I'm not involved at all. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Hector Krios asks, going from 60 hertz to 144 hertz for gaming, or cursor movement is a clear improvement. Has there been any consensus yet about the improvement in feel going from 144 hertz to 240 hertz? Do you know anyone who has said they would be annoyed going back to 144 after using 240 for a while?
So I have a 240 hertz monitor. I have a, it's 1080p. It's like a competitive monitor. So, because when I would put like my other monitor is a 1440p with 144 hertz. So, and then if you ever try to play a game, put it in 1080 on a 1440, it doesn't look good. It looks like it's missing. It's, it looks blocky. So I got to 1080 and it was 240 hertz. And when I went from that, because like I was using it more for Counter-Strike. So at Counter-Strike, I do get all 240 frames. And at first, it was just like, oh, it's the same. I don't see any difference from 140 to this. And then when I would switch over from 240 to 144, I'd be like, what the fuck? This feels weird. There was a difference there. I did notice it. And not only that, I'm going to be very honest. It does improve your game in a way. It's very minimal, but I would get better sniper shots. They were more instant. I feel like I was getting better shots than a couple people.
Ray, are you admitting to cheating?
No.
It sounds like you feel like you have a competitive advantage, sir.
Yeah, it's called the 240 hertz monitor that everyone should use when they play.
It's called the $2,000
it's
monitor.
Like when you're playing competitive, man, people shouldn't be playing 4K or 1440. Like you should be using those for playing a nice game with great graphics and having, you know, a nice fun experience. You know, that's what 1440 and 4K is, unless we get to that point, right, where our GPUs are giving us 240 fucking frames in 4K, then yeah, fuck it, you can play competitive that way. But if not, you should be at 1080, trying to get the most frames. And yeah, there is a difference. Like you do feel it. It just feels smoother. It does feel a little bit faster.
It's not a difference you would recognize if you were to set someone down and say, okay, play this, then play that. But it's a difference that if you spend enough time playing on a higher refresh rate monitor, if you go back to the old one, you will notice the difference right away.
Exactly.
I don't know. My monitor is 144. It was advertised as being able to overclock to 165, which I did for a while, but I had issues with it. I didn't notice a difference going between 165 and 144. And I know with TVs, like back in the day, this is a long time ago, but when they started coming out with 240 hertz TVs, that was a lot of marketing stuff too. Everyone had their own version of 244. It was kind of like a contrast almost where each brand or each manufacturer had their own version of it. So there was no baseline. It was really hard to compare them. But I'm sure they've made big improvements to it. But refresh rate is so important, especially if you play first-person shooters. And I don't think a lot of people realize that. I could never go back to a 60 hertz monitor ever in my life. Mm-hmm. Like I would absolutely refuse to. For gaming, I just think it's outrageous that people use a 60 hertz. I think 120 is like the bare minimum you should be gaming on.
I'm barely at 100 right now because I have the...
But you have an ultra-wide.
Yeah, I have an ultra-wide.
Yeah, when you get into the ultra-wide and the higher resolutions, it's really difficult and expensive to find those higher refresh rates. So I'm at 1440p with 144 hertz, and I'm pretty happy there, but... If I were still playing like HOTS and trying to be the best I could be at that, I would have absolutely gone to a 1080 eventually.
JP Diddy's thinking about going the next step up after ultra wide. What the fuck is that shit called? Mega wide or fucking some shit that where it curves
ultra
around.
Ultra fucking wide.
Yeah, ultra fucking wide. I think that's the actual scientific word. So it's a curved screen that goes like it's basically all of your peripheral vision. It's like a step down for VR, basically. But I don't know what.
But what? Why? Forget. Why? What's the point?
Why
of that?
Not, dude?
Yeah, that's
why much. Not? I don't know. It's just because I don't know. Like the reason I don't do ultra wide or I don't do anything bigger than 27 inches is because I can't take it. You know, my butt doesn't take that much.
Your
I mean,
girlfriend does.
The reason I don't do more than 27 inches is because like when you're playing, that's the most for you not to have to move your head. You know, which you don't moving your head, just, you know, you get shot in that trend, you know.
Yeah, you want to just be able to look at the screen and take everything in, like with your peripheral vision. Right. And that's really important for stuff like on the sides of your screen. If you're trying to look at a mini map or a health bar or an ammo count, you know, that stuff's important. I had a huge problem with that in HOTS. Like 1440p is too high of a resolution for a MOBA. Would not recommend it. You can't see, because that's really, that even maybe more than first person shooters, that's really about getting a big picture and making strategic decisions like instantly, like on the fly. So if you even have to move your eyes, too late. You know, the less you have to move your eyes, the faster that you can be. So I think, like, and we know this because in every professional arena for esports, it's always at least 120 hertz monitor, and they're always 24 or 24 and a half inches. Like, they aren't big screens.
Yeah. Oh, Recycled has it. It's called the Super Duper Ultra Wide Mega Wide.
Yep, sounds right. So yeah, I don't know if you, it's been so long since I've looked into monitors. It's been, I think I bought my monitor 5 years ago and I've been happy with it, and I'm going to ride it out till it breaks whenever that happens. And then I'll put some effort into researching them again. But I am seriously considering stepping down a little bit in resolution and then getting whatever.
It's actually called Super Ultra Wide.
Yeah, super ultra. Somebody talked about that a while ago, dude. Recycle tip, maybe they will go 480 hertz with 540p. You want to do that?
That might be a little extreme.
8 pixels moving around your screen super fast.
It's 120 hertz.
Next week, Bobby, should we make a pact that we should both play Deep Sky Derelicts? It's just kind of sitting there. I think we should both.
Oh, play you have it on your account?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll play that this week. I mean, we're at that part of the show. What are we playing next week?
So that's why I said that. See how I did that with flawlessly, and then you called
that
it
was not flawless.
It would have been.
No, not really. I don't think I ruined that.
Okay.
But yeah, I will, because you have to say what we're transitioning to for the audience and then weave it in there. You can't just pop up and say,
if you're this deep in, you've been around for a while, you know what's up.
All right. So yeah, next week I will be playing Deep Sky Derelicts. That is the game that looks a lot like Darkest Dungeon, both in mechanics and the art style.
Yeah. But it's on like some sort of ship. Like you're on a, yeah, you're like a raider or something, like a air pirate. Anyway, more on that next week. What else do I have that I wanted to play? Hopefully I can get some Bleeding Edge games in. Bobby, would you be down to play some Bleeding Edge, or you don't have Xbox Game Pass?
I'm down, dude. Let me know when you want to play.
No, I didn't ask you.
Fuck you.
I don't know. That game didn't
look good.
I wasn't like super hyped about that game.
No, I'd be interested to hear Ray, how it is. I do want to play some Modern Warfare with you, though. So
yeah, for sure. Let's play both, dude.
Okay.
Cool. I have nothing to do.
Ray, what are you playing next week?
Call of Duty till the season pass starts and then ends. And then I'm going to take some time off from that shit for a little bit. Like, not play as much. And then hopefully I'll get Half-Life Alyx in.
All right.
It's about time.
Sounds good. Yeah. We need a full review. In case you're wondering why we're not playing Half-Life Alyx, I think we're like $30 shy, I think. It might be less than that on our Patreon before Bobby allows me to get Alyx with the index. So
taking orders.
That'd be fun, dude. You guys should get VR. Like, when I play with Darth Duck playing VR, like, co-op stuff, that's just fucking fun, man. It's a whole different experience, especially playing a VR game and both of you don't know what the fuck you're doing. It's just super cool finding out, and then you get to look at each other. That's like the coolest part. It's like, look at me. What do I look like? You look like dumb. Oh, cool. I look like a, you know, elephant. It's really cool. It's just, I don't know. Hopefully you guys get that cash quick so we can all play together.
We're not that far off. So if you have $5, you want to upgrade to $10, that's like four of those or whatever, six of those, and we'll be there or whatever it is. And that's about it. Got anything else, Bobby?
Nope.
Speaking for Ray, Bobby, Cheese, kind of here, and myself, I'm like a fucking, like a gnat, dude. Like whatever information I see in front of me, shoe titties or whatever it is. I was going to say deep sky titties. So anyway, deep sky titties. See you next week. Oh, fucking titties. A witty titty.
Witty titty?
Yeah.
What's these henchmen points that you get on?
Oh shit, Witty just signed up. He said $25 short. Boom.
Nice.
Nice.